You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We were asking in our pre-show meeting, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, about not just the sustainability of what we're seeing, because they've already done that so far at 3-2. But really, the validity of the win streak. It's not just a question of how big the game is. It's always a question of how. And in this case, if they beat the Saints, you really have a lot more evidence as to how this team could succeed in even more ways than we anticipated later in the season.
So we started out, I can only speak for myself. I started out with a 7-10 prediction. I said they'd probably be 1-3 heading into the bye, and then maybe come out of the bye and be 1-4, maybe 2-3. This is just very different. It's very much unexpected. We are in uncharted territory. But one thing has been true for me throughout this whole process. I believe in Ben Johnson. I trust Ben Johnson. And I feel like they'll be playing better in December and January than they will be in September, October.
Ben Johnson told us that. He said the offense is going to look different in December. And frankly, unlike other edicts that have been issued by Bears coaches, I believe him because it takes a while for a team to learn stuff. Like, that's just how it is. And we haven't had enough years of consistency to see with offensive coordinators to say what that looks like when the offense is good. Because I'm going to, you know what year I'm thinking about, Mark Grody.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember when Matt Nagy said, well, it's going to take 4 years to learn the offense? Sir, no, it doesn't. It takes 4 years for you to explain it to people.
It can't take 4 years.
Like, that is literally more than an entire regime head coach front office combos get. You can't do that.
The thing is Mitch Trubisky never did learn the offense.
Realistically, did any of us?
Well, I mean, I think that there was some receipt. I think Allen Robinson was pretty good at running the offense back then.
I knew they liked to do crack toss on third down and 15, and they can't downfield block. And I knew they like to do jet sweeps and not get any yards. That's what I learned.
Also, Allen Robinson's on the record saying if you just given Mitch the extra year, they would have been fine.
Yeah, I don't agree with Allen Robinson about that.
Allen is a loyal man.
I loved Allen Robinson, and he did have, or still love Allen Robinson. He had a great relationship with Mitch Trubisky. He was a believer in Mitch, but he was wrong about that. Mitch got his extra year. It was a competition with Nick Foles. Mitch wins the competition, and then Nick Foles takes over in Atlanta, where the players play, I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah, where he comes in and just starts heaving the ball down the field.
It was a completely different playbook.
It was a different playbook.
Different things were going on at the 50 line.
There were rollouts.
The
there were moving of the pockets.
The guys were like, oh, wow, this is pretty interesting. However, it all went downhill after that. But guys, we are here in 2025. We are exploring new territory. We are in, my name is Mark, and I did pick the Bears to be 8-9. There's no doubt about that. I did do that. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. Good to see you guys.
Hi,
it's so good,
Mark,
to be in studio. And it is, man. There's no reason statistically with the games that have been played this year that the Bears should lose to the Saints. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout or a piece of cake, but the Bears should beat the Saints, and they should be 4-2. That is going to put us in a very weird place at that point because, and I'll ask you guys even now, how legitimate does it feel for this Bears team as we explore the new world with the new spices and the new sugars and the new things? There was no sugars.
People fought wars over spices, man.
Right. Was it garlic?
People fought wars. And you know what? Not sugar cane isn't the same everywhere.
I saw Dune. I know they fight for spices.
Yeah. Also, you know, Columbus Day just happened. That's what he was looking for initially.
That is true.
Yeah.
But we
with
are...
That Nina Pinta and Santa Maria business.
Oh, the Nina the Pinta and Santa Maria. Absolutely.
Very I remember nice. All that. They have a day celebrated for that man.
Yeah, there was a whole parade on Monday.
Should we do an explorer's draft here really quick? Vasco da Gama, right here. Vasco da Gama.
Ponce de Leon.
Ooh, Magellan. Magellan.
We never found the Fountain of Youth,
Magellan.
Guys.
Magellan.
Now, Magellan's thing is he went all the way around.
Around the world.
All
yep.
the way around.
Leif Erikson. Boom.
I feel like we're yeah. forgetting one who's like very Northwest territory.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Lewis
and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
No,
that's it.
Marco
Edmund?
Polo. Yeah, he's
yeah.
a good one.
Marco Polo. Marco.
Polo. Polo.
Yeah. Hear me out. Ben Johnson.
Ben
exploring
Johnson.
The offense with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Leif Erikson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank
I said Leif Erikson.
Sir Edmund Hillary. What about him?
Who else are we missing?
A lot of people, but yeah. that's not the point.
Banks?
Well,
100% don't worry
explore.
John Smith, right?
There's Banks. History about him.
That John was a, Smith. There was a John Smith.
With like Pocahontas, isn't that the whole?
Yeah, was Pocahontas an explorer before it, Pocahontas?
It wasn't the whole thing John Smith loved her or something? I don't know. Is that a Disney movie?
I don't trust don't a lot of that history
yeah.
anymore.
No, you think I trust any of it?
Yeah, learning what I've learned in these days.
Come on, man. I'm from Alabama. I seen things.
Exactly.
But are we flipping the script on this
Wait,
Bears
Ray,
team?
No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that I'm hoping to name a new favorite explorer, which will be Ben Johnson, who will find and discover good football in Chicago. That's what I'm hoping
Mark
for.
Mark Rody, please interview Ben Johnson. And be
Sacagawea.
Like, I feel like of the explorers like Ponce de Leon, Christopher Columbus, and Sir Edmund Hillary, how would you describe your exploration of the Bears'
what,
offense?
What spices are most important to you to bring back from the New World? Would you like oregano and thyme? And whatnot?
Sage.
If you guys are going after saffron, paprika. I have no time for you.
Paprika.
Like, you guys consider with your reasonably priced Zetterins. Spices. If it's not saffron, I hear it.
Let me ask you about paprika. Is the only thing paprika's ever gone on deviled eggs?
I
no,
don't eat eggs.
You can put
yes.
paprika is a substitute for like
no.
really lame cayenne pepper. That's what paprika
I,
is.
I've never really understood the.
You can put it on like a mac and cheese. It'll add the ever so slightest. Something
interesting.
Like I like to work with bigger spices, but when it comes to paprika, it will add a teeny something
just
for people who
your
are
love
afraid.
Of spice right there.
Yeah. No, he's asking what paprika is.
I did ask. I asked if it was. If I've only ever seen it on deviled eggs. That's it.
You don't have any spices.
Like
in your
this is an insult yeah. to the cuisine of New Orleans. Is this conversation?
Yeah, probably.
That's why I said Zatarain's. I was like,
Zatarain's is legit.
Yeah, like
Zatarain's. That's a spice.
It's like a rice mix.
He's not ready for all that.
No.
That sounds like a depression pill. Like we should be giving to Pat Manley. Try Zatarain's. You'll feel better.
No, what we should do though.
No.
With Ben Johnson specifically.
No, this is a name. Zatarain's
is. What I love about him is mm-hmm. that he's failed in the past. You know, he's been fired from jobs. He's had not success. And most explorers were unsuccessful in some way. And they ended up lucking into something. Or they finally figured it out because they were given a leash to figure it out. That's Ben Johnson. He got to Detroit. He finally got an opportunity to figure it out. And now he's bringing that prosperity here to Chicago. And now we're all kind of holding our I'm clutching my pearls to see, like, can you do it this quick? Can you turn this around this quick?
It's like, really? That's what we're doing now? The Bears are going to be a winning team? Because it's like it's about, what, 5 games so far? It's about to be 6, and the Bears will be 4-2. So
Whoa. Yeah. Are you sneaking in on a little predicto there?
I just can't figure out where in this game, except for freak occurrences like a pick 6, which Caleb really doesn't throw interceptions, like what could possibly
Don't
happen
you feel
in
like
this
the
game?
Other shoe has to drop, though, because the Bears have been so fortunate, whether you want to call them turnovers or takeaways, they've come up big in that department.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup,
no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think we need to ask the question, especially this season, and I'm saying the whole season. I think we need to ask ourselves the question, what is going to make you feel better out of a loss when you're watching the Bears? What is going to make you more confident in them in a win? Like, Grody didn't like the Vegas win. He's been on the record about it. He said it, but he liked what happened in the Washington win. I'm still of the place where I'm saying, did you win a one score game? Then that's a much bigger step in progress than you did previously. But does it need to be more for people? Like, do you need to see a more established run game, for example? You know, that's a question and a preview and what we're doing in five on it. Like, I think there's no such thing as a moral win or a moral loss, as we know. But I do think that you can say there are certain losses that you may feel better about this season than you would, you know, a loss that's a whooping like the Lions game, or if it's something where you at least see the progress that was made. Like, that was part of what I did last year. You know, watching Caleb Williams in a two-minute drill to end the game, I felt better about those losses, but then incredibly frustrated because of the coaching apparatus and standard operating procedure that went around it.
I think from an organizational standpoint, you want to see an organization, first of all, it's not dysfunctional. That's like, first, let's stop being dysfunctional. Then once you're not dysfunctional anymore, let's start being one of the better organizations in the NFL. And I think with Ben Johnson in place, we're seeing someone who I believe in because, first of all, he's competent. Second of all, he's a good communicator. Third of all, his guys are following him where he's going. Like, those three things aren't always in line when you talk about head coaches, right? And coaching staffs that he's built. And he's got a bunch of guys that he didn't necessarily know that well, but he said, they're good at their jobs. We'll let them do their jobs. I'll do mine. We'll figure it out. And that's my favorite thing about Ben Johnson is, even though they're 3-2, every week he talks about stuff that he needs to get better at. He's not of this belief that, like, just the players have to get better. I got to get better at stuff, too.
There's only two things that I would look at and say, yeah, that's positive if the Bears were to lose. Number one is Caleb Williams having a terrific game, you know, having a 270 to 300-yard game. The second thing is Montez Sweat or Dio Odengbo having a multiple sack game. Those are the only two things that I could think of that I'd be like, okay, saw some good things, even though the Bears lost. That's
it. We actually have more to expand on when it comes to Montez Sweat. That's a little bit later in our show. This hour in this segment, sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Our producers, you heard them earlier, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer on the ones and twos helping out as well. And then you can text us, 312-644-6767. Thanks to you all, I learned about smoked paprika today, so I learned something new. Mark Grody just opened a Topo Chico that went all over the studio, so I'll get to a commercial here in a second. But you can watch that on Twitch.
On the floor.
Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Where are you storing these?
I thought it would calm down by now.
Are you storing these in some sort of paint mixer? Like, what is happening here?
I walk with them to the studio, and they...
What, do you walk juggling
them?
Yeah,
but he enjoys Mark this.
It's been calmed down for like 20, like an hour. How come it's still blowing up on me?
That's what she said.
See that?
So,
yeah!
This is a Friday on 670 The Score. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis.
So
and
we are doing
the
Eskimo Brothers segment.
Oh, my word.
No, we're not doing that.
That was said during the Amazon Post game last night. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And that is the question. What do you need to see out of the Bears? What is going to make it for real for you? Define your relationship with the Bears on Sunday. There's a streak that they've been working on, too, that perhaps if that's broken, then we see a different version of this Bears team and how it feels in your heart. So we'll clean up the studio, and we'll do it all next on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.